We're learning Masech Yevamos Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Yevamos Shegdela Bein Achim." If you have Yevamos which is growing up in the same house as the Yevamin, the brothers, Muteres Linos Lechem and Achim. She is mutter to marry one of the brothers. Ve'en Cheshishin Shemacholtzah Sandal Echad Mehem. We're not afraid that maybe in the course of living together in the same house, one of the brothers might have asked her to remove his shoe, causing there to be a chalitza, and that would answer to the brothers. We're not afraid of that. So Gemara is two lashonis. The first lashon says, first lashon asks the kasha. Tamad lecha zinan. It's only because we never saw her remove anyone's shoe. Mechateisa she removed anyone's shoe. But hacha zinan. But let's say she did remove a shoe. Chashinan, we would be chayshishvid and we would ask her to the brothers. Vatanya, but the Braisa says, Benchin eskaveni v'lein eskavena hu. Benchin eskavena hu v'lein eskavena hi. Chaytas psula. If only one of them was mechaven, then it should be a chalitza, the other one wasn't, it's puzzle. Actually, eskavena shneim ke'echad. So here, when she just removed the shoe as part of the household living, there's no kavanas chalitza. So Gemara says, two l'shaynes. First lash is, hachakam avnev l'kazin and ein chayshish in shem l'kivnum. No. Even if we know for sure she removed the shoe. We're not chayshish and maybe the mechaven l'shem chalitza, mechad teisa she mechaven l'shem chalitza. The Igad Army, no. Tam and the Lechazin is only we didn't see removing the shoe. Hachazin and Chayshishin, you are Chayshishud with Katani Baye Kavana. I, the Bryce, says you need Kavana. Hani Mili Lestru La Almets only to matter her to the world. Aval Acha Mifsala, but to the brother she's possible. So it's Tula Shainis, if you actually see the shoe removal at the Aser, and the Riv, the Rosh, and the Ramah, all passing like the Lishna Masra, that if you do see her remove the shoe, she's Aser, but if you do not see it, even if she's Gdela Menachin, she's Mutter, that's a Psaq of the Shulchan Aruch Siman Kav Samach Tesef Memdal. Now the Ramban is the Kasha on the Gemara's Kasha on the Havimina, and also I guess on the Lashon Rishayin. Two Kashas really. One Kasha is that the Gemara later brings the incident where it's the Gemara in Kavavim and Aleph, where the Dayan was told that the Yavim is not a good person, he wants to marry her because he wants to get all the money, and therefore the Dayan was machlit to fool him into being chalitz. So he told her, told the person, do the chalitza, and that's the way you marry her. The chalitza is a marriage. And after he did the chalitza, he informed him that no, the chalitza is actually not a marriage. It actually, fakert, makes her usher to get married. And now, since you're anyway usher to get married, do a proper chalitza. That's the Gemara and Kavav. So you see clearly from that Gemara, that even though there was no kavanah, fakert, he was mechaven to be married, he wasn't mechaven l'shem chalitza, but still apostles. That's the Ramban's kasha. He also asks that when it says psula, the lashon of the Gemara is chalitzasa psula. Now we have later in the Gemara a number of cases, and it's actually a Gemara in Gittin which says this very clearly, psula means that she can't marry to anyone else, but she's still apostle to the brothers. That's what chalitza psula means. So Gemara in Kafeim and Aleph, Lagabe, if she spit and she didn't do the chalitza of the shoe, the Gemara says it's psula, and the Gemara says clearly, which means that if she spit and didn't do the chalitza of the shoe, she is possible to the brothers. And also, in regard, there's a machloikis tanan by a katan, and the Mishnah says chalitzasa psula, and the Gemara says, well, that's Rabbeinu's opinion, but the Chum say it's einai klum. What's this in psula and einai klum? Clearly, the difference is psula means apostles to the brothers. So why is this Gemara assuming that psula means it doesn't pass it to the brothers, when the Gemara later, the assumption is that psula means it does pass it to the brothers? That's the Ramban's kasha. So two kashas. One kasha is that the word psula, the Gemara assumes in other places, means that it passes to the brothers, and this Gemara, at least the assumption in the first lashon knows it doesn't. And the second kasha is specifically by chalitza shlei b'kavana, there's a Gemara in Daf Kavavim and Aleph which says that chalitza shlei b'kavana does passel. That's the Ramban's kashas. Now, there are different derutzim in the Rishayim, and it could come out in Afmin al Alacha. The Rashba is Deicha the Kasha altogether. He says, listen, the Gemara at Tutsdadim, if Psula means Psula and it does pass to the brothers or not, it's okay. This Gemara's initial assumption, I guess, in the first Lashon ones, it doesn't. The Gemara's Lashon Sheni is that it does, and that would be the Pshat in the Gemara and Kavav, the incident about Chaloitzla B'kachat HaKaintza, we're going to Maskan of this Gemara. So the Rashba is learning that Enechinami, it's a Havimin and a Maskana. He's not, the Lashon Rishon, he seems to be saying, is Nidchis. The Havimin thought that Psula means that she's not Psula to the brothers. The Maskanis Psula means not Psula to the brothers. And all the Gemara that say that Psula means the Psula to the brothers is going like the Maskan of Egemara. And the Gemara that says that Achlitz Shalabi Gemara passes like the Maskan of Egemara. That's how the Rashba says the Teres to the Kasha is. But the Ramban, he starts over the Rimagash. The Rimagash asks the Kasha. So the first Teres of Rimagash, an interesting Teres, is that really, Chalitza Shleba Kavanah does not passel. The Gemara in Daf Kavav says it does. The Gemara in Daf Kavav, he was lying again. First he told them, do a Chalitza, and that was the way you get married. And that was a lie. Chalitza is not the way you get married. But he felt he has a right to fool him. Then he fooled him again. He told him, oh, you did a chalitza. Oh, that means that you can't get married. Really, you could have gotten married. But basically, he told him he can't, and that's how he did it. That's what the Rimagash says in his first teretz. So Ramban is bothered. And the Ramban says, also, he didn't answer the other questions, that psula means psula pesalis. And the second teretz of the Rimagash, he says a chiddush, like we'll see, it's a chiddush ledina. He says, the Braisa said, if one of them is mechaven, it's psula. But what if neither is mechaven? Right? The oven called her over and say, hey, could you help me take off my shoe? And she took off the shoe and neither was mechaven, then it's not pesalis either. If one's mechaven, then it's psula or pesalis. So that's pshat in the Gemara Daf Kavav, where he wasn't mechaven, but she was. So since one's mechaven, that passels. But if neither are mechaven, that doesn't passel at all. But the Ramban and the Ritva hold that there's mamish no svara to mechalik between if neither are mechaven or one of them is mechaven. There's no svara bechlal. Chalitza needs both kavanis. If you don't have both kavanis, it's exactly the same thing if you have one or if you have neither. So the Ramban's teretz, which the Ritva agrees, is like this. That la'olam, when it says psula, it's pesalus. Everyone knows that. The reason why the Gemara here thought it doesn't pasul is because the Gemara thought that the din the chalitza psula is pesalus is when it's done in bezdin. It's done as an official chalitza in bezdin. It's done in an invalid way. But lemaisa, it's still considered a chalitza, at least me the rabbana, and she's not allowed to do yibum. But when it's done in the house, not in front of a bezdin, stam she took off a shoe, they thought that wouldn't pass altogether. So since there's a din chalitza doesn't eat kavana, when you do a chalitza shalai b'kavana in bezdin, okay, psula b'peselis. Mashayin came, when you do a chalitza shalai b'kavana at home, the havamina and the first lashon held, that's nothing. And the second lashon says no. When you have a chalitza psula, even if it's not done in bezdin, it also passels. That's the Ramban says. The Rashba doesn't like the teretz because he feels that the Gemara Bechlal didn't know. You see, just reading the Gemara, you see, the Gemara Bechlal didn't know that Psula means Pesalus. He doesn't see the Gemara was Mechalik to invest in the house. But that's the Rashba's text. And that's the Ramban's text. So, I think there's a three-way Machlaikis Rishayna now, Kum Dais Lalach Alamaisa, which I'll explain like this. In the second Lashon, where the Gemara said that if you see the actual Chalitza, she saw her take off his shoe, it's possible. Because that kavana, unique kavana, is only a shtrul alma, but not to pass it to the brothers. Rashi says, "Igadami invade tamed lo chazina de chalza, ha chazina de chalza chashin and dulma niskavnu." So Rashi's mashma, even the maskana, if they weren't mechaven, it doesn't passel. And the reason why a chalisa shalei bekavana passels, because dulma niskavnu. Maybe they weren't mechaven. Now, Dilma Niskavnu, Lechara means maybe both of them were Mechavim. So what's Pshat? The Gemara in Daf Kavav says that when he was clearly not Mechavim, it's still Aser. The Gemara in Kavav, that story where the Bezdin decided that he shouldn't do Yivam because he's not a good person. And they fooled him into doing a Chalitza by telling him the Chalitza Gufa is a way to do Yivam, a way to be marrying her. So there's no Kavana. And it says that it's Aser. So I think Rashi holds like the first Teretz of the Rimagash. The first Teretz of the Rimagash is that Gemara, that was right to fooling him. They were right to fooling him. Even a Chalitza Shleib, the Kavana really doesn't passel. The Gemara in Daf Kavav says it does. No, the Gemara in Kavav is they were fooling him. Really, it doesn't passel. The reason why a Chalitza Shleib, the Kavana passels, Rashi says, because the Chayshish Dulman Niskavnu. Maybe they both were Mechavim. Mashenkin, the Rif and the Rosh also say very similar to Rashi, and also the Rambam. The Rif and the Rosh say, "Tamed lo chazinan, ha chazinan chinan, dilma kivna." Maybe she was mechaven. So if they're mashma, that even her kavan alone passels, And the Rambam also says exactly the same thing. The Rambam milchus even berik da lach ches. Maybe she was mechaven. So I think the Rif and the Rush and the Rambam hold like the second heretz of the Rimagash, that when they both weren't mechaven, it doesn't passel. But if one of them was mechaven, then it passels. So that's what I think. Rashi holds like the first heretz of the Rimagash. That means we're afraid that maybe they both were mechaven. But if either one wasn't mechaven, it doesn't passel. But Rif, Rush, and Rambam say, maybe she was mechaven. We assume he wasn't mechaven. He's just trying to get help with the shoe. But maybe she was mechaven to get chalitza so she can marry. And then that would passel if she's mechaven. But if both weren't mechaven, clearly in the Rif, Rush, and Rambam, it wouldn't passel. Mashenkin, the Ramban, and the Rajba, and the Ridva, they clearly say there's no chiluk between both of them not mechaven and one of them not mechaven. There's no chiluk at all. And then ending on, they're very clearly, that even if nobody was mechaven, it's still asur. The din of kavana makes it, is a requirement for the chalitza to be matter, but the pasul, now kavana and pasuls. They don't say, chazin and shem ekivnu. The Rashba holds that way according to the maskana, and the Rabban even holds that way according to Lishna Kama if it's done in Bezdin. So come at an afkamina, I saw the Amshar Shleim, he says this clearly. He says like this, he says, according to Rashi, if the Yavam would tell us, you should know, by the way, there was an incident one time where the Yavama took off my shoe. And they asked him, were you mechaven the chalitza? He says, of course not. So according to Rashi, the Amshar Shleim says, it's mutter. Because we didn't see it, we only know from him, Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter. We're not the chayshah, she was mechaven. He's the one who told us it happened. He told us he wasn't mechaven. But according to the Rif, Rush, and Rambam, the fact that he was a mechaven is not going to be matter. Why? Because she might have been mechaven. So similarly, I'm going to say that according to the, if Lamai Segret, we know for sure that neither of them were mechaven. Let's say they said, he said, can I have some help with my shoe? And she said, yeah. But we have to be very clear, this is not l'shem chalitza, as she takes off the shoe, according to the Rif and the Rush and the Rambam, as well as Rashi, mutter. But according to the Ramban, Rashmur, and Va, even without neither them kavana, even if for sure there's no kavana, a chalitza of like kavana alone passels. That's what I think, l'alacha. Now the Mukyesef mentions that this is all she took off the shoe without kavana. A rekika without kavana, if it's not the bezin, it doesn't passel. Because the Gemara is only scared, maybe she took off her shoe, and the Gemara lemaisa lemaskana, we say we don't think she took off someone's shoe, so we allow her to do it. Well, maybe she stood in front of him. That's much more scared than taking off her shoe. Elamai, taking off her shoe, we have a shash kavana. Spinning, which is such a normal thing, we have absolutely no shash kavana. That's what the Megyesef says. It's also mefurish that way in the Ramban. Now, the Lashon of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch is interesting. To me, it sounds like Rashi. The Tur says, L'fichuch yivam shigdele min ha'achem v'inu shechol tzanala shalachemem asur l'shyab m'shem kivnu l'shem chalitza. That sounds like Rashi. That maybe they both were mechaven. The Shulchan Aruch was matik that Lashon. The Kesef Mishnah and the Bedek HaBayis, it's interesting. The Kesef Mishnah like asked the Kash on the Rambam. Why do you say Shem kivnu? He asked on the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you see the chalitza done, maybe they're mechaven. And what if they weren't mechaven? That wouldn't passel. So he says one teretz, and it's just the raf of the milsa, which is not like meshtikal teretz, that even though the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush and Rashi say Shem Kivnu, he says it's the raf of the milsa. But I mean, it's very shver. But he says the second teretz in the Kesef Mishnah and the Bedek HaBayis, that ain't a chanami. Like we're saying, a chalitza without kavana doesn't passel. Well, the only reason why the chalitza passes is because maybe there's kavana. But that's interesting because the Rambam's nusach is Shem and Eskavna. And that's how the Rambam, that's how the Kesef Mishnah says it on the Rambam. Shem and Eskavna, that means a chalitza without any kavana wouldn't passel, but if she's mechaven, it would passel. But the Beis Yosef is saying it on the Tur, Shem Kivnu. That sounds like you need both of them to be mechaven in order to passel. And that's why he passes Shulchan Aruch. But Tzarechim is that, because like we said, the Rambam and Rif and Rush, they're Lashon Hashem and Skavna. The Amshar Shleimi is clearly says this diyuk, that Rashi means if then both of them aren't mechaven, it's mutter. If either one of them is a mechaven, it's only us. If both are mechaven, or there's a shash that both are mechaven, The Rambam, Rif, and Rosh say she's mechaven. That means even if he clearly wasn't mechaven, but if she's mechaven, it would aser. And like we said, those are mamsh the two terutzim of Rimagash. The first terutzim Rimagash is mefurish, that unless both of mechaven it's mutter. The second terutzim Rimagash makes this chilik, that if neither are mechaven it's mutter, but if one's mechaven it's already aser. And the Ramban and the Ritva are mefurish, and the Rashi also, that even if neither is mechaven it's aser. The night is enough min alacha. I mean alacha l'maisa, we don't do even anyway, but there's enough min alacha. Now let's go right up. The Gemara says, "Am Rav Yudam Rav Sandal at Tafur bePishta Neichal Zemay Shenema VaNalcha Tachash." A sandal which is sewn with flax, with linen, can't use for chalitza because analcha tachash. Tachash means it has to come from leather, it has to come from ar. Rashi is two pshatim. What does it mean sewn with pishtan? One is that there's a lining. Shetafa b'teicha beged pishtan, kain shetayif m'seicha levadit. And the second is it's stitched. Shetafa m'shicha kinyishlon, the stitching of the shoe was pishtan. So the Meiri brings that the Aryesh Mefarshim, that only a lining is a problem. That kind of sounds to me very mistabber. A lining means it's not a leather shoe because it has a linen lining. But stitching is not the shoe, stitching is batel to the guf aminol. But most Yishayim hold exactly the opposite. That stitching is asur, but a lining is not. And the kasha they asked, the Rosh and the Rashi both asked this kasha. The Gemara later in Nafkuf Gimel Midbeis on the mission of sandal shel eitz. That's kasha. The Gemara says it should go like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that wooden shoes are good. Rabbi Meir says kavakite. We'll see the sugya soon. And Shmuel says enechanami. Goes like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that wooden shoes are okay. And Avuah the Shmuel said no. You go like everybody, but it's mechupa ar. It's covered with leather. So you see clearly that a shoe, a wooden shoe covered with leather, is okay. So who and then a shoe, a leather shoe with a lining of fishtan will be okay. So that's a bit kiddish to me, that the stitching, that's considered part of the shoe, an integral part of the shoe. If the stitching isn't leather, it's no good. Mashenken, if you have an entire leather shoe, but just a linen lining, it's covered with ar, that's considered a leather shoe, that's an al-chatachash, and that's good enough. Yep, that's what the Yishayim say. So how do we answer this kasha and Rashi? How could Rashi say there's a problem of a sandal atof a pishtan? Either Gemara says that mechupa ar is okay l'kuli alma. So I found three teretzim for this kasha. The Meiri says a teretz that there's a chilek lachilim b'di'evit. When Am Rav Yudam Rav sandal atof a pishtan echotzim is lachatchila. And but b'di'evit it's kasha l'kuli alma. That's a din of mechupa ar. Whether sandal atof a pishtan is lachilim b'di'evit is a machlokes Yishayim. The Rosh says it's only lechachila. But the Rosh says the reason why it's only lechachila, the Rosh says, is because the drasha of an al-chatachash is an asmachta. The Amshul Shlomi, you see, the Rosh goes like this. The Rosh asks the Kasha and Rashi, what do you mean? How could it, on the first teretz of Rashi, how could you say that it means aligning? What's the difference in mechupar? Elamai, second teretz, it means stitching. But then he writes that the whole din is a din lechachila. So the Amshul Shlomi says that the point of the next part of the Rosh is to answer Rashi. It's not mashman away. But that's what he says. That you have a kasha. Here it says that it's no good if you have a lining. And there it says mechupar is good. The teretz is halachachila b'di'evit. Lechatchila, you need, it shouldn't have any lining. But the evidence is good if it's mechupar. But the problem is the Rosh says the reason why it's only lechatchila is because v'nal chatachash is an asmachta. Rashi and Nafkuf Gimel Nalf is mefurish that v'nal chatachash is mikir adin. You see, we'll see in the Gemara. There is a requirement that you need a leather shoe. I guess the Rosh holds, and it's possible without it, I guess the Rosh holds that because it's an unusual shoe, like we'll see in the Sugya of Gimel, Beis Hashem. But the requirement of a leather shoe, if it's not unusual, is Midar Abana, it's an Asmachta. That's why it's only Lechatchila. But Rashi holds no. Rashi holds, like Kamer Rishenim, a leather shoe is an Ikar Adim, and Al-Khatachash is an Ikar Drasha. Rashi is Mefurish, the Lank of Gimel. So that can't be a good teretz for Rashi, that this Gemara is Lechatchila, because when Al-Khatachash is only a an asmachta, because Rashi doesn't hold that way. But the Asher Shankiv says, you see, the Meiri really says it's teretz. You could say another thing. You could say that v'nalcha tachash is mikra adin. But whether it's called a leather shoe or not, l'chatchila, in order to be called a leather shoe, you need fully leather. M'chupar wouldn't be good. And that's why a lining isn't good. But b'di'evet, it's called a leather shoe, as long as the main shoe is leather, that's why m'chupar is good. That's the first teretz. The Meiri Klar says this teretz in Rashi. Second teretz is the Arzurua. The Arzurua says, if the lining's on the inside of the foot, So your foot is in lining, your foot is in pishtan. That's not an al-chatachash, that's pasul b'dievet. If mechupa'ar means the inside's mechupa'ar, not the outside. The inside of the wooden shoe is mechupa'ar. So if the inside of the shoe is pishtan and the outside's leather, that's pasul, even b'dievet. If the inside of the shoe is ar and the outside is wood, that's kasher. Hakol ha'ilach achav the inside, that's the azuah says. Now the Arishainim that hold that this Gemara Klar is even b'dievet, the Torah brings it b'shem the Rama. I think it's mefurish in the Rambam. Also the Ritva brings it. The Ritva, when Ritva suggests this Teretz and Rashi, that a lining is pasul chachila, mechupa ar is only kasher b'dievet, he has two kashas on it. One kash is, it's mefurish that mechupa ar is kasher l'chachila. I'm not sure what the echach is, but that's what he holds. Mechupa ar is kasher l'chachila. He also asks the kasha that avada sandal tafet pishtan v'nal chatachash adin b'dievet. Shulchan Aruch brings down 2 days if it's possible b'dievet or not. But the Rosh says it's l'chatchila, tassandal tafet pishtan, because he holds the whole anal chatachash is his nasmachta. But there, Rishainim, the Ramah that the Torah brings in the Ridvam, say that it's possible. But those are the first two Teretzim on Rashi. One is that l'chatchila, there's a problem if there's a lining, but b'dieved, it's considered to be tachash even if there's a lining. And the second Teretz is, it depends, if the inside is leather, that's mechupa ar, that's kasher. If the inside is pishtan, that's pas, that's arzuas Teretz. Third Teretz is l'arich l'ner, that wants to learn, that's gufa de machlekes, the shmuel, nevu de shmuel, if mechupa ar is good. And this Gemara goes like Shmuel, that even Mechubar is a problem of an Al-Khatachash. Now it's interesting also, one more interesting thing, the Arzurur brings a din, it says sandal atop of a pishtan. He says it's not good sandal, because sandals aren't supposed to be pishtan. But shoes, that's the way they are, they're supposed to be pishtan. He says, Akadekach, he brings from Rabbeinu Shmari, the Merimins brings this down, that if you have a shoe which doesn't have a lining, it's possible, because it's an unusual shoe. But he says all the Paiskim argue on him. There is a Rosh that brings such a Shita, and he brings the Riva, he used the regular shoe. He used the regular shoe for Chalitza. But the Maisa, the Paiskim will argue. We use the shoe which is completely leather, all the stitching is leather, it has no lining, v'chuli. Now, after the Gemara says that you cannot use a Minoshatafa Pishtam, Vanalcha Tachash, and the Gemara discusses how do you know maybe Dafka Tachash, because now Nal Riva. Rabbeinu Tam Taisus brings down and says you need specifically Arbeim Matarib, but the Paiskim will argue on him. Then the Gemara says, Shai Levoy, Menei Rambalazar, who shall Arv, Vitresisav, shall Sar, Mahu? What's the din if the shoe is leather, but the straps are here? So the Gemara says, Amalei, Mila Kirinabe, Vanalcha Tachash. That's cool, Vanalcha Tachash. That's good enough. Gemara asks, Ihachi, Kula, shall Sar, Nami? So why habit if it's all here? Mar says, who crack a mikri? That's called the slipper, and that's not called the shoe altogether. Now the Torah Simen Kuf Samach Tes says the following: V'minul tzarich she kule shalar. It has to be completely leather. Lefich tzarich l'tayfer bar. The stitching also has to be leather, like the pshat that Rav Yishayim hold. Tafa bevishta means the stitching. Avol ritzu oisav ain tzarich sheyu me'ar. The straps do not have to be leather. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. So the Beis Yosef says, Isaiah would have learned the Gemara like this, that Shri Yosef Shalsar, the reason why the Gemara says, Mila Karinim of an Al-Khatachash is, because it comes from an animal. That's the reason. It's Tachash. Tachash doesn't necessarily mean the skin of the animal. The hair of the animal is also part of the animal. It's also part of the skin of the animal even. It's Dabar Abam Min Ari says. But let's say you have straps that come from material. They don't come from an animal at all. So then it will be possible. And he says, the Mukyesev says this. The truth is, we also have this in the Rajma and the Ritva, that in the Gemara on that Kuvbezam and Aleph, that says, what's the Misna? So Rishainim, the Mukyesev he brings, and who would then, he got it from the Ritva and the Rajma, Misna shall Ari shall Sar, Avaloi shall Davar Acher. Kadesula, come on. Because that's how the Rishainim clearly learned the Gemara, that it's called Tachash, because it comes from an animal. So if you have a leather shoe with material straps, it will be possible. Avol Arbeinu, he said, the Torah nirish enes ayvach. Because all the Torah said was that the shoe has to be leather, but ritzu oisav ain tzarich shiyu me'ar. It doesn't have to be leather. It doesn't say any requirement for them. So Vayistayis, the Torah learned that Mila Kirinim Venacha Tachash means that since the main shoe is leather, the straps don't count. And therefore, even though it says that Teresa shall sar, it doesn't necessarily mean sar the hair of an animal, or chedemel sinakat. That's what Beis Yosef says. So l'chayu when the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Lashon of the Torah, avutzu Yosef, ain't sar shiuma ar, the Shulchan Aruch's sack is, it doesn't have to be, could be from any material, it doesn't have to be here either. But all the achreinim, the Bach, the Prisha, and others, ask, l'chayu, the Gemara doesn't shtim, because if the Gemara's kasha just was that the straps count, and the Gemara said, Amalei milei kirinim even alcha tachash, meaning the straps don't count. So what's iachi kula shil sar nami? What's the kasha? Kula shil sar, if sar is not tachash, the reason why it's called tachash is because the straps don't count, so what's kula shil sar nami? It's a pella. L'chaya, the pshat in the Gemara is, once you're telling me that tachash doesn't necessarily mean skin, it can mean hair also, so how about making the whole thing out of here? And the Teretz is, okay, it's true, you don't have a sar of tachash, we have a sarin of now. It has to be a now from Takash. So the straps could be here because that's called Takash. But the shoe, if the shoe is here, it's not a shoe. Who could make me? That's a harp shot in the Gemara. But if you're going to say that the straps don't have to be from here necessarily, it could be from anything. And when the Gemara says, Mila Karina van Alka Takash, it means because you go by Sadiqa shoe. So what's the Kasha Ilachi Kulainami? Sapella, the Drisha, and also Lacha Mishnah, they're both Mechavim to the same thing that the Maksha didn't understand the Tartzin. When the Maksha asked the Hachi Kulanami, he thought the Tartzin meant because it came from the Behemoth. But when the answer was, who cracker Mikri, then he understood that he meant that the Bechal, you know, that the strap should be that way. But, L'chayr, it's a Deichik. The Ramah, even though the Shulchan Aruch says, Av Tresiv Ein Sark Shia Sha'ar, which according to the Beis Yosef means that it doesn't have to be here either, the Ramah says that the Ritzus have to be from Ar, L'chayr, Plav Daf Gar, it could be here also, L'chayr, that's what he means. And the meaning is to make them specifically from leather. One more Ar on the next Sugya. And the Gemara had a steer, L'gabi Yom Kippur, if Anpili is a shoe or not, the Gemara had a steer, then here we say Anpili is not a shoe, can't be used for Chalitza. Also, L'gabi, the walking into the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara is Mavur and Anpili, you could walk into the Beis HaMikdash, vice it's not a shoe. So we want to know, if it's not a shoe, why is it Asher and Yom Kippur? So there's two Tiritzim. Abaya said that even if it's not a shum, this Sisi has panning, umishum tainug. This is of tainug. But Rava said no. If it's not a shum, even though it's tainug, that's not Asher Yom Kippur. And he brings, because it says, Rabbi Barav Huna was karach sudra akari v'nafik. He patted his foot with a sudra and went out. Vice is panning, that's not a shum, it's just tainug. There's no Isser Yom Kippur. That's why Rav answered, it's different if some pili shall beg and pili shall art. Just one R on this, that the Kaivitz Aris, Simenayim Gimel Eis Gimel, wants to say, Pshat in the Machlekes. He says like this, says of Chakira, we have by Yom Kippur, Pasuk Tanus, Narsha Seichem, the Zinuyim. Say, what are the Zinuyim? You can't eat, drink, you can't shmir, you can't wash, you can't wear shoes, Tashamit, right? So the question is this all one Isser, and the Isser is not to be Mavatol the Inuy. And the Isser, the sight of the Isser Mavatol the Inuy, and all these things are ways to Mavatol the Inuy. That's one side. Or no. The Inuy, Tanos Shechem teaches you that there's a Din Inuy, and it makes you soon. Behind, the Isser is an Isser Mitzanatzmai. There's an Isser Achil Ashtiyah Be'etzim. There's an Isser Tashamita Be'etzim. There's an Isser wearing shoes Be'etzim. So he says, that's the Machlokes of Ayin Rava. L'chor come at two nafkaminas. Let's say you're being Mavatol the Inuy, you're fasting without actually eating. Or you mevatel the inner of wearing shoes without actually wearing shoes. Well, let's say the other way. Let's say you eat without, but somehow it doesn't become a bittul of the inner. Or let's say you wear shoes, not a bittul of the inner. Right? That's the chay what he means to say. So he's saying a bayah that says that even if it's not a shoe, the fact that this ksisi is a tainig, it's also yos, but chal, you don't need shoes. You use the sandals just because it's a bittul inner. Any other form of foot gear, which would be a bittul inner, is also nechal in that, because the sight of the Yisurim Kippur is bittul inner. So as long as you have bittul inner, you have the Yisur. Now, Sheng and Rav holds, no. The bittul inner is a gilui, it's a vayis, what's asa. But haint, the Yisur is a chil, a shti, a nilas, a sandal. If it's not nilas, a sandal, even if it's mevatul the inner, it's mutter. That's what Erech Rav Bochanan says. And he's mefalbal in this chakira. Mulei Dvarev, I would have said, that a vayis, it's an Yisur, a chil, and shti, a common rayis to it. He himself brings a rayis from the fact that Yom Kippur is not chal in the Isser Nevela. If there's no Be'etzim Isser Achil, it's just a Echetims of Bittul Inoy, there shouldn't be a din of any Isser Chal Isser. Rather, the din is that there's an Isser Achila, But avada also you need an achila that's mevatel la'ini. I think the machlokes is specifically minis a sandal. That the shaila is, what is the is of nilas a sandal? Do you need a shoe for it? Even if the is of the etzim is nilas a sandal, do you need a shame now? Or any type of a foot gear which causes tining is also considered an alagabi in kippur. L'chayis is a local iser l'gabi nilas a sandal. Rav Chana makes it a very breitah chakira l'gabi the nuyman in kippur b'cholis. I would have thought, no, nuyman in kippur b'cholis avad that l'maisa turns out to be an iser achila shi, you need a shame achila, shame shia, a shame rechitza, a shame tashamita, a shame nilas a sandal. But the shal nilas a sandal, is that din, is it din sandal, or is it no? Neila of a food, of something which causes tainuk.